Now, Sophie, you're, I suppose, one of the lucky ones, UK nationals, who was in Nepal when the earthquake hit and managed to get back to the island safely. I mean, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing in Nepal and what exactly happened while you were there?
Yeah, I was on the tail end of my long travels away from home, and I was in Nepal. I actually went for the International Tattoo Convention. I was at the convention when the earthquake struck on the first floor of a hotel, which very luckily was a new build and so was fairly strong. And yeah, I was there doing that, watching somebody be tattooed, and suddenly the lights went out, the power went out, and the floor just started to roll like I was on a ship, basically, on like very violent ocean.
And what happened after that? I mean, in that moment, can you describe what it's like to experience that sort of weird, I suppose, momentum of the floor moving?
It's surreal. It's something that you never think will happen to you. But I mean, I guess survival instinct just kicks in almost straight away, and without even thinking about it, I just ran for the nearest thing that looked sturdy. And so I remember looking up at the ceiling and seeing an archway, and so I ran for the arch, and there were a few people clinging onto the wall, so I clung onto the nearest man, and somebody clung onto me, created a sort of solid base with my legs, and just stood it out, really. I remember shutting my eyes at one point, just thinking, this can't be real. It takes a number of seconds to realize actually what's happening, really, because it's such an unnatural feeling to feel the earth moving under your feet. It's like being on water, but obviously, you're on solid ground, and it's very bizarre. I have been in an earthquake before, but not nearly as violent an earthquake as this one. It was a very large one.
I suppose after the original tremors died down, it was a case of just getting out of the country, was it?
In a way, yes, but at the beginning, it was just a case. There was a lot of earthquakes. Nepal had 45 earthquakes and more than 300 aftershocks. So there was the first earthquake, which was 7.9. There was a second one an hour later, which was a 6.4. And then we had another earthquake, another big one the day after. So it was only after the third earthquake, it was more than 24 hours after, that I actually thought, I need to get out of the country because this isn't stopping. Before that, it was just a case of walking around, I mean, trying to help people, to be honest. Did some time in the rubble trying to clear things, a morning, like, with the Nepali army trying to search for bodies and just wanting to help as much as possible. But it felt very unreal. Everything was destroyed. But only after the third earthquake, the third big earthquake, did I realize actually this situation's pretty bad and it's not stopping. And then I got myself to the embassy. And that was sort of the start of the starting the process to get out the country, really.
And how long did it take from that sort of period? Once you got to the embassy, was it a long period away there, and they were quite quickly to get you back?
I spent three nights in the British Embassy. They were amazing, absolutely amazing. We had some guys from the army were there running the embassy, and they were taking on British nationals and foreign nationals at the beginning, and then they stopped because they were worried they're getting to capacity, because once the roads were reopened, there people started coming from the villages and from far, far away. And so it took 3 days, and originally they were telling us there could be a flight, and then there wasn't. And then they told us we had to pay for our repatriation to the UK, £600, which didn't go down very well. So there was a lot of people that were trying to book flights home, but the airport was very, it was crazy in the airport. So it was three days. So I mean, very quick, really, very quick. Only 4 nights after the earthquake did I arrive home, so not a long time at all.
And to be back on the island, I mean, you were away for over 3 years. To be back on the island, I mean, was it quite nice to be back with your family and being, I suppose, in a safe situation?
It's completely surreal, amazing. I've never had such an appreciation for home, family, friends, solid ground. I've been feeling so heady. Everything's been just, I feel like everything's moving all the time, and it's only starting to settle down now. But I feel so appreciative to be back in home. And especially, I've been traveling in Asia, and the contrast between the Isle of Wight and India, Nepal and Sri Lanka is phenomenal. So yeah, it's amazing to be back. It's so quiet. It's so quiet.
It's a good way of summing up the island, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really quiet.
Yeah.
So you've come back and you've thought, you know, having witnessed it firsthand and being in the country when it was all, I suppose, kicking off and aid efforts were going around everywhere, you want to do your bit to really raise some cash and send it over there. First of all, he says what exactly you are doing and how you came up with the idea.
So in the British Embassy, I met a girl called Zara, who is a Brit, and she was supposed to be on Everest when the earthquake happened, but her passport was stolen in Cambodia, so she couldn't go. So she really feels incredibly lucky to not have been there, because many people were killed on Everest and in base camp. So she's a hiker, and she decided to do a trek up Ben Nevis in Scotland to raise money for the earthquake appeal. And so she asked around the embassy, and I said I'd be interested in doing that. So we're going, a group of 12 of us, up to Scotland. We're going to hike up Ben Nevis on the 30th of this month to raise money for UNICEF. And we've been in direct contact with UNICEF, who all of this money is going to go straight to Nepal to help the children who've been displaced by the earthquake, who've lost their families, parents, homes, villages. There's, you know, children are some of the worst affected in disasters. They can't fend for themselves. And so we thought it'd be a good charity. We've seen UNICEF on the ground in Nepal, physically, in person when we were there. So that's what we're doing. We're going to, as a group, hike up together.
And it's the end of this month. I mean, in terms of preparation, have you guys been doing much? I suppose on the island, just walking up the road is kind of preparation, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot. We've got a Just Giving page. Many of my friends from all over the UK have contacted local news stations, radio, TV. We have some posters coming up. People have been doing door-to-door knocking. We've been posting on social media. We've been doing many, many things, but as you know, as much as we can. But of course, obviously, it's also a big thing to be dealing with. So to try to get the balance between dealing with your own response to being in a natural disaster, but at the same time, trying to think about how best we can help those left back in the worst of it, because we're very lucky to be here and alive.
I imagine it'll be quite a nice thing to do with someone, you know, with people who have been in that situation, to sort of, I suppose, bring it home and
most
and,
definitely,
you know, a bit therapeutic in some ways.
Exactly. And and obviously, having gone through that together, we understand each other. And, you know, we were all in the embassy together, and everyone was very supportive of each other. And we flew home all together. And everyone being reunited with their families, obviously there's lots of emotion there. And so it will be a great thing to see each other and to do that together. And especially, we're calling it Nevis for Everest. So especially hiking, you know, up Ben Nevis, which is our biggest mountain, but a lot of us have done hiking in Nepal, and the connection, you know, with that mountain terrain, I think it will be a great thing to do together. It'll be a very emotional thing as well. But, you know, something that we can do to, you know, reconnect ourselves with the UK as well, and connect ourselves with Nepal. It will be a really enjoyable experience, I think, for everybody. Yeah, hopefully raise some funds and do what we can.
And just finally, I mean, what's your message to islanders with respect to this campaign that you're doing?
Just, if any little tiny bit that you could contribute would be wonderful. I know, you know, I'm a traveller. I understand that finances are very difficult, but every little tiny bit helps, to be honest. And any sort of sponsorship that you could give would be amazing. We have a Just Giving account, and it's linked up to UNICEF, so everything is going straight to UNICEF, straight on the ground to Nepal. Just appealing to people's hearts, really. It's Nepal is a beautiful country with the most wonderful people, and we'd like to help restore it as best we can in a very small way, and this is our way of trying to say, please, would you assist us in that?